Hello, great day for football.
All right, Dan, your keys to tonight's football game brought to you by Dewey Motor Company, your locally owned GM dealership. Let Dewey Motor Company
and the Chargers of Sheraton. Sheraton that started off with the ball, and they're having a good drive to start off the game. There's 9 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're tied up at 0-0. The Chargers are on the Saydale 30-yard line. Derek, what are some keys to this game?
Yep, Adam, a lot of keys to the game tonight. And talking to both coaches, both excited to get district play going here. And big games both ways. Saydale has to find a way to slow down Hawkinson and Sheraton's high-powered attack. Also, they have to get their best player, Dylan Coffin, going. For Sheraton, the key is to establish the run game and find ways to get Hawkinson and Kretzinger going. I'm excited to watch different matchups in this game. We'll keep you updated on the matchups and different scores around the state going on tonight.
And Kane's got out of the shotgun. He's getting pressure up the middle. He rolls right. He's looking for an opening, and he's brought down for a loss of 1 yard. That's going to be 4th and 11 for the Chargers. Yeah, at the 31-yard line. Good job by Saydale there getting through the line. Kane unable to get past the line of scrimmage there, and it's going to be a long fourth here. I'm excited to see what Sheraton's going to do here. Saydale is the home team in this matchup. They're wearing green jerseys with green pants and a white helmet. The Chargers are decked out in white with white pants and white jerseys. And Aaron Kane's got his offense at the line of scrimmage for this long fourth down opportunity. He's got twins to his left, Hawkinson and Sanders. Kane's got a shotgun. He's got plenty of time back there. Throws a deep one to Sanders down the sideline. And he's going to make the catch down the sideline. A great catch by Dylan Sanders. Wow. Dylan Sanders is a kid with unbelievable speed, and if he's making those catches, Sheraton could be even more dangerous with the attack of Hawkinson down the middle, who got doubled there, and then single covered with Sanders there, and able to make a big-time play with the Chargers and put them right inside Saydale's territory, punch it in here and see if they can. Yep, Sheraton's knocking on the door here early for against Saydale, down at Saydale's 6-yard line. Kane's got his offense. They're bringing in a bunch set here. Bolt behind him in the pistol formation. And the snap. Kane's going to drop back, throwing towards the end zone to Hawkinson, and it's just over his head. That'll be 2nd and 6 now. 2nd and goal for the Chargers. And a good time by lineman for Kane, just unable to connect with Hawkinson there. Pretty good throw by Aaron TJ, just kind of getting doubled there and unable to get to the ball. First time these two teams met up was in 2002 when Sheraton won 50-0. And they have faced each other 3 times, Chargers winning all 3. And we got a 2nd and goal here with 8 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Kane's got a shotgun. And he's going to keep it, try to get to the sideline. It's going to be a gain of about 3 yards. Good outside block there by Kobe Richmond, who actually just came back from a sprained knee. Good to see him out and going. He played last game, kind of limited minutes for the Chargers, but he's another key for the Chargers, and they had him on the outside there. Got a open field blocks are huge in this game. I'm going to preach that all night. Open field tackles, open field blocking both ways here tonight for these spread offenses. And here we go, 3rd and 1 for the Chargers. Big opportunity here early in this game for the Chargers to score. Kane's got a shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Boulder, who's going to power his way to the end zone, but there is a flag on the play. Let's see what this is here. I might be holding here. Good job by the Chargers up front, blocking it looks like, but it kind of seems like there's going to be a holding call here. Yeah, the flag was in the backfield where the line was, so they're going to move him back 5 yards here. It's a big mistake by Sheraton there, holding on that play. Had a touchdown, I'll move it back for a long third down conversion. As most of you know, the Chargers do enter this game as 2-0 undefeated with playoffs on their mind. And Saydale is 1-1 coming off a loss to Nevada. It is now 3rd and 11. 3rd and goal for the Chargers. Kane's got it out of the pistol. He's going to roll right. He finds Bradley Kretzinger in the flat. He's not going to get to the end zone. It's a gain of about 7 yards, but short of the end zone. It's going to be 4th down. We'll see what Coach Smizer's got planned here. Yep, good play by Kane, getting to the outside and getting to Kretzinger and letting him make a play. He's unable to get through one tackle, but not able to get in the touchdown. Short 4th down here to the goal line. See if Sheraton can punch it in or say he'll get the big stop. For the homecoming night tonight. Quarterback Jackson Fisher and
also the starting kicker for the Chargers is injured, so that really could change their decision on this one, as they don't have much for kicking options right now.
Yep, I think the name you guys will be hearing plenty tonight, T.J. Hockenson, is kicking tonight, if I'm correct there. I talked to him before the game, and he said he's going to be kicking tonight and kind of wondering how it's going to go. But T.J. has a great athlete, like you know, and he has a good leg, so see if he gets out there tonight. It's hard to score, or they go for two if they score.
And it is fourth and goal, 4 yards to the end zone. We got 7 minutes, 22 seconds to play. Kane's got a shotgun, and there are whistles on the play.
Not 100% sure what happened there. It's a flag. Looks like a legal movement on the Chargers.
That's going to bring them back. Another penalty for the Chargers there is not going to fly with them. They've got to really turn it around here.
Yep, early penalties hurting the Chargers bad. You see Coach Smizer over there not happy with his team. Early this season hasn't been too bad, but last game we got a little sloppy toward the second half. Chargers need to clean this up and punch it in here if they want to have good starts this season.
Especially entering district play, schedule's going to get a lot tougher, and can't have flags. That's only going to hurt you. And we're going to replay fourth down here. It's 4th and 9. Kane's got it out of shotgun. He drops back. Throws one toward the sideline to double cover T.J. Hockenson. It's over his head. Incomplete. State will take over on downs at their own 9-yard line with 7 minutes left to play.
Big face pump there by State D-back. And that's a great play. Great play on Hockenson. Aaron Kane threw it up to him. Kind of double covered there and unable to make the play.
Sadell definitely making some changes from last year. TJ had his way with him last year. He had 6 touchdowns. And looks like Sadell's double covering him now, not letting anything from him going.
It looks like Cole Riddle back Barter is the play on Sadell who made that play on TJ. Great play by him. TJ's a hard guy to guard so far. Done well.
And here we go. The Sadell offense is out on the field. Cash Lee at quarterback. He's going to hand it off to the fullback. He's stopped by Nick Ryan, but he's hunting for extra yards. He gets 3 yards out of that.
Yep, good tackle by Nick. Able to search through a little bit more there for the Sadell runner, but sharing here, like I just said a bit ago, open field tackles are huge. Sadell's going to spread them out tonight with great speed. And let's see if Sharon make open field tacklers or Sadell wins the one-on-one battle. So I think the team that wins the one-on-one battle in open field will win this game tonight.
And we got 6 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this first quarter. Is 2nd down and 5 for the Sadell Eagles. Sorry about that. T.J. Stevenson is the quarterback for Sadell. He's going to hand off to the fullback again for gain of about 1 yard. Looks like that was Coffin.
Yep, great tackle by Tim Good there. You're going to hear his name plenty tonight. Great job getting through there for Timmy. Big-time player for the Chargers front four on D.
Another defender that was all over the field last week, that's Chase Altonoff, and he had 8 solo tackles and 2 assists against Davis County, and he caused some havoc for Davis County last week.
Yeah, one of those guys on Sharon's defense that next year I think you're going to find is irreplaceable for them. Great tackle, hits really hard, and just a really smart football player.
And it is 3rd and 3 for Sadell. They're out of the shotgun. He's going to drop back to pass, going towards the sideline. It's over his head, and it's going to be 4th and 3.
Looks like Richmond's going to be back on this punt here. Richmond has great hands. He's kind of a ball hawk, you know. He throws the ball, makes plays, and good guy to have back there. You got to have a smart guy back. Let's hope I don't jinx him here.
And he is. Kobe Richmond is back. Kobe Richmond and Alan Sanders are back for the punt. Say they're going to be punting at their own 16-yard line. Hopefully, Chargers can get some good field position here and start off a drive. And he takes a snap. It's a perfect one. It's a low punt. And it's going to take a Sadell bounce. No one's going to touch it here. It's going to bounce all the way to the 34-yard line of the Sheraton Chargers, where the Sheraton offense and Kurt Smizer will take over.
Yeah, pretty interesting front formation there by Sadell. Hockenson almost got through and got the block, but unable to. And good punt by Sadell there. Changing field positions from their own about 11. So no one got on the scoreboard early here tonight. The Chargers had a good drive, and Sadell had to get a stop on that, but Sadell unable to get the offense moving there. See if Chargers can respond to the first, not scoring the first.
Chargers were knocking on the door last drive, Derek, but unable to connect. We're looking for a different story here. Kane hands it off to Boldrev. he gets a short gain of about 2 yards. I think I see another flag out there, Adam.
Trevor Sprague on the tackle.
Yep, there is a flag on the play.
Play on the field.
And there is a chop block on Sheraton. That's going to move him back, Derek.
Yep. Another flag there. Chris Meiser is livid over there. Let's see a charge clean this up early here. Sato defense doing a good job of getting through, though. Even on that play, looks like a little opening for Alex Boldarev, but unable to get through because the linebacker's open field tackle.
Yeah, Sato really bringing the energy so far. Sheraton clearly the favorite in this one, as most people would say, but Sadell's having none of that. They came to play.
Mm-hmm. A lot of energy over there. It's homecoming for Sadell over here, and you can kind of feel the energy as you walked in. Could be Sheraton has to come out to play here.
And Sheraton's got trips. Aaron's got trips to his right as TJ, with Bradley Crutcher and Dylan Sanders and TJ. He's going to drop back fast. He's got time. Throws it over the middle to Bradley Crutcher, and he's got it. He's going to run to the 40. The 30 is brought down at the 24-yard line.
Great throw by Aaron Kane there. Bradley Kressinger with great hands for a big guy. Great blocker Bradley is, and he also can catch the ball, as we saw last week at Davis County. Not sure completely on how many yards he had, but he made some big-time plays for the Chargers. And he's a big-time senior for the Chargers tonight, as they have a lot of them tonight.
That was a great pass by Aaron Kane. It's right over the defender's head. This is first two games he's had 3 touchdowns or more passing. He's really gotten off to a great start for the Sheraton. Then Kane's got it out of the shotgun here. He's going to hand it off to Sanders on the counter. He's going nowhere, though. Seattle defense read that like a book, and it's going to be no gain, but there is a flag on the field.
Another flag here early. A lot of flags early here. We've got to clean it up here.
And it is a block in the back on Sheraton.
The penalty count's about at 4 right now. Already early here, stop them from scoring on the 2-yard line early here. So it's still 0-0 for the Chargers. 4:51 left in the first quarter. Going to move this ball back about to the 30-yard line in Sadell's territory. Sheraton still has a chance to score here, but got to stop these penalties if they will not win this game.
That's going to bring the Chargers back to the 34-yard line. It's going to be first and long here for the Sheraton Chargers. And Kane's got it out of the shotgun. Steve's going to hand it off to Boldarev up the middle. He's got a crease. Good gain of about 8 yards for Alex Boldarev.
Grace Baptist Church. Listen to services on KIIC on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Located at 703 South 1st Street, Sheraton, Iowa.
So far, the State Illegals have been able to hold this high-powering rushing attack in check. Last week, the Chargers had a total of 249 yards on 31 carries between Alex Boulder and Dylan Sanders. Really high-powering rushing attack for Sheraton. And Aaron's going to hand it off to Alex Boulder again. Gain of about 2 yards. It's going to be about 3rd and 8 for the Chargers at the Sadell 23-yard line, sorry.
As you were saying earlier, Sheraton has a really good running attack this year. I think the line of scrimmage battle is going to be won a lot by the up front with senior leadership, Hunter Miller, Chase Altenhoffen, Ethan Cornu, and Trevin Nance. But then also, they have a fast guy, Dylan Sanders, who can get out outside. And then they have Alex Boldarev, who is one of those guys who likes to put his head down and punish the defender on the open field plays.
And it is 3rd and 7, 3 minutes and 42 seconds to go. We're all tied up at 0. Kane's going to throw it up over the middle to T.J. Hawkinson. Going to a touchdown. Touchdown, sorry. The Chargers take the lead 6-0. It was kicked at the 1-yard line. There was not a touchdown on the play. It is at the 1-yard line. It was tipped by a Sadell Eagle defender, and Hawkinson was able to come up with the grab at the 1-yard line.
Yep, kind of heard the press box in here, kind of a little ooh for the play, and then somehow Hawkinson came out with it. This kind of player, he is going to come up with big plays. Usually he's able to get a touchdown, but there he's a yard short.
Good play by TJ. Down at the 1-yard line of Sadell. Kane's going to hand it off to Bradley Crutchinger, and he's going to get in for the touchdown. Chargers lead at 6-0 in the first quarter.
The flags there.
no flags there, actually, Adam. We got a tie. You got a clean play for the Chargers, and they're able to punch it in there because of Bradley Cutsinger's run and the great block on the outside by T.J. Hockenson and Trevin Nance. Midwest Heritage Bank. The mission of Midwest Heritage Bank is to provide a full range of financial services to our customers through convenient and innovative channels in a friendly and customer-focused manner. Proud sponsor of Sharon Sports.
And the PAT team is on, even without the kicker Jackson Fisher. It looks like running back Alex Boldrev is going to be doing the kicking duties. And the snap is a good one, a good hold. Alex Boldrev is going to put it down the middle. Chargers lead at 7-0 with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yep, not sure Alex ever kicked before, but I know he's a really good soccer player. And, you know, sometimes that soccer players have that natural kicking motion that is able to at least get them through a lot of high school games.
And St. Ella's done a lot of redoing on their sports facilities here. They have a new football field, turf field, beautiful looking field. Just across the street here is a baseball field that's looking really nice. Played on that last year. It's just a really nice field to play on.
Yep, this was actually unbelievable. I kind of took a step on it walking up here. Had to feel a little bit, kind of compared to other turf fields like Pella and Central and all them. But, you know, it compares really nice with them. It's a great field. They don't lucky to have it here. It's a great field.
And Hawkinson's going to be the kicker for the Chargers here. He's going to be kicking it deep.
You know,
looks like number 25, Dylan Coffin, is deep for the Seattle Eagles, as well as number 8, Kaius Shinneflu. And Hawkinson's kick down to Coffin at about the, he catches it at the 15-yard line, but he muffs it. He picks it up, though, and he's brought down by a host of Chargers at the 22-yard line, where Seattle Eagles will take over.
Chase on off and left that tackle. Chase had a nice pop there. Kind of fumbled there by Coffin.
And there is an injured Seattle Eagle on the field right now.
Smith Body Shop. If you drive on the highway, you'll want to know our name. If you love the look of a perfectly painted and shined vehicle, you'll want to know our name. Smith Body Shop. And remember, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
Yeah, Coach, AD Tim Miller just popped up here in the press box. He's complimenting how nice his press box is. And
yep, couldn't agree more with him. Kind of short out there, so it's nice to be in here. Actually, underdressed, I wore shorts and a short sleeve shirt, so it's pretty nice to be in here.
It's been about 80s lately, and finally starting to feel like a little like football.
Yep, I think that's a good thing until it starts feeling like Iowa football when it's negative 10 out there, and
yep,
pants hurt, but no, it's not perfect night tonight.
And the Seattle Eagles have it at the 24-yard line with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Chargers leading it 7-0. Quarterback T.J. Stevenson. He's got the snap. He's going to pitch it to the running back, Kaius Shinneflu, and he's got nothing out of that. Loss of about 6 yards.
Two seniors there, Nick Ryan and Chase Alton Austin. Great tackle there. Gang tackle on him. Great pop by Nick Ryan, then Chase Allmuffin came over and helped him out. Kaufman tonight for Seattle has to have a big game here. Talking to a lot of Sheridan players. He's a playmaker for them. He's hard to guard. He's good in open field, and let's see if Chargers can stop him tonight and see if Seattle can find ways to get him open.
Yeah, I talked to quarterback Aaron Kane in my English class this morning, and he said Dylan Kaufman's definitely got to look out. They watched him in over tape, and he said he's definitely the guy they're looking for in this game. And there's going to be a pitch to, looks like, Shinneflu. It was looks like an option play. He ran it. He was tackled and flipped it towards the sideline. Got a little gain out of that.
Yeah, pretty hard to guard the option here tonight. Let's see if Chargers can do a little better than that. Great pitch, though. Great play.
And it is going to be third down. For Seattle, third down and about 6 for them. It's 2 minutes left to go in this one. Seattle's coming out of the shotgun here with Twins to his right. He's got the snap. He's going to roll right looking for it to pass, but T.J. Hockenson is there with the sack. going to be a loss of about 10 yards, a big sack for T.J. Hockenson.
Yep, T.J. doing it all tonight early. I talked to him a little bit also more about Iowa football. Like we know, I'm sure most of you know, he's going to be playing at Iowa next year. Great pickup for Iowa, but some of the coaches over there said he needs to pick up his defense for his high school team, and he called to respond to their question.
And it's going to be fourth and long for St. L. They're going to go ahead and punt the ball at their own 15-yard line with a minute 30 left to go, and it looks like there's a timeout on the field. St. L. took a timeout.
K Construction is a family-owned business that is ready to help with all your earth-moving projects. They do it all, ponds, terraces, and tiling. Give Kevin K Construction a call at 766-6126 and let them move your earth with their GPS and laser-controlled equipment. Kent Construction. Kevin Kent over there, great guy, great business he runs. Actually family friends with us, and great person to call for help. Does a great job.
And say offense has made their way back onto the field. We're just waiting on the Charger defense. There's a minute 35 left to go in this one. Chargers lead at 7-0. Sato's got their punt team out. Should be good field position for the Chargers when they get this one. Looking to put another score in before the quarter ends.
Yep, they're unable to punch in the first drive, but last drive they were able to get their offense moving, clean it up, and punch it in. See if they can do it again, or see if Sato gets a stop here. Big stop for Sato here. You can't let the momentum turn.
And the return man for the Chargers is Dylan Sanders as well as Kobe Richmond. This punt's going to be short. And it's going to roll to the Sadell 44-yard line. And that's where the Chargers will take over in Sadell territory with a minute 23 to go.
Yep, great pressure up front by the Chargers and on that punt. Hockenson and Allhoffen almost blocked it. They're able to get through barely, but it squeaked up, and Chargers going to have good field position to see if they can punch it in here, make it 14-0 early.
And the Chargers come out on the field with twins to both sides here. And Kane's got it out of the shotgun. And he's going to hand it off at the middle of the Boldrev. He breaks a couple tackles, fights his way for a good gain of 12 yards, and that's going to move the chains for the Chargers.
Yeah, Boldrev got through the can hear some moves over here. Boldrev was kind of wrapped up and able to find a way through, keep running. That's one of the advantages you get with Alex Boldrev. Puts his head down and gets extra yards.
Reminds me almost like a Mark Wiseman of Iowa.
Yep, exactly. Kind of the bruiser, but Alex Boulder have had some good speed here for Sheraton, too. Kind of all-around good running back. Good compliment to Dylan Sanders.
Ball is now at the 31-yard line. Chargers go again with a two-twin set look. Kane's going to fake hand off up the middle. He's going to roll left, looking for some yards here. But he's brought down a gain of about 3 yards here.
Yeah, good keep there, but It was run wasn't open, but the option wasn't either. Tadell did a good job reading the play early and coming up and making a play. Good blocking so far by the Sheraton Chargers on passes and runs. Hunter Miller's done a great job. Big body up there. Call him Big Red. Big-time player for Sheraton. Big lineman. See if he can continue to block well this year.
It is 2nd and 6 with time ticking down. 25 seconds to go. And Kane's got it. He's going to drop back to pass. He's got some pressure, rolls right. He's going to look to run here, and he's got the first down towards the sideline. That's going to move the chains for the Chargers again at the 18-yard line.
Yep, almost a block in the back there for the Chargers, but it wasn't luckily able to get through, and good discipline by Alex Boulder right there on the backside. Aaron Kane trusted his quarterback to make a play and escape the rush, and that's what Aaron did. Another big game we have here tonight on KIIC is Albia versus Tower Christian. Our good friend Carter Isley says it's going to be a tough one, and I'm excited to see how that one goes for them, for Albia and Tower Christian. Big-time teams playing tonight.
And Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He drops back, looks for Hockenson down the sideline, and it's going to be just over his head for an incomplete pass.
Yep, kind of happened again where Hockenson was cutting in and the ball was kind of outside, unable to connect there again. But pretty good plays there by Sheraton. I like how they're throwing it deep early.
Good coverage by Sadell. They had PJ pretty well locked down there with two guys on him, making sure he's going to have to really work for those.
Yep, yards and receptions.
Yep, exactly. I mean, he's going to have to work for his yards hard tonight, like you said. And Sheraton has to get the running game continuing to go because Alex Boulder is a beast up there right now tonight. I think they should keep seeing him tonight.
And Kane's going to do just that. He's going to hand it off to Boulder. If he breaks a couple tackles and gets a good gain, it's going to be close to a first down.
Boulder carries.
It's hard to get tackles for Citadel tonight. I think for a lot of teams that's the case. Alex Boulder runs hard. He's coming off a sprained ankle. So he looks good tonight, though, so glad he's completely healthy for the Chargers.
That's going to be a first down at the 9-yard line for the Chargers. There's 3 seconds to go in this one. And it looks like the time's going to run out. We're going to go to the other side of the field for the second corner. Chargers lead at 7-0, knocking on the door again on the Citadel 9.
Summer's Insurance sponsoring touchdowns. Summer's Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheridan Chargers and a proud sponsor of Chargers touchdowns. All the scores, one station, KIIC.
As you can tell, we did get a half an hour start early. There was no freshman game played in this one, so we started at 7 o'clock. So if you're just joining us, we are in the second quarter with a Charger lead 7-0, and they're knocking on the door for another chance to go up two possessions in this.
Yep. Sheridan's able to punch it in last possession, but early in this game, there's been a lot of penalties both ways, especially Sheridan's way. A lot of holding and blocking the back. Let's see if Sheridan can clean it up here this second quarter and punch it in here early.
Yeah, that was definitely the story last week against Davis County. They had a lot of flags, but luckily they were to handle Davis County pretty well. It didn't really matter, but really going to have to clean it up going into district play.
Yep, exactly. District play is huge. Not very much room for error in our district, even with Seidel, but more specifically teams like Norwalk, Pella, Carlisle. You know, those are big Oskaloosa, those are big games, and can't afford little penalties that move you back. Got to win the penalty game.
Yeah, the Chargers are going to be at home finally after this long road trip, two road games in a row. They're going to be facing Mount Pleasant, who was a shootout last year. No team could really stop the other, and Mount Pleasant was able to finish out top.
Yep, I think Hawkinson had one of those games last year, scoring-wise, but this year Sharon has to get stopped if they want to win that game in the end of the fourth quarter.
And we're back in action in the second quarter. Chargers have it at the 9-yard line, looking to go up two possessions here. Kane's going to hand it off up the middle to Boldrev. Gain of about 3 yards.
He was hit hard there, Boldrev was, by number 65, Bryce Reese. Big play by him on that. Keep my eye out for him. He kind of looks like a ball hawk. I don't know much about him, but that play there was special from him. Able to get across about 5 yards through the field and make an open field tackle. Big fell, too.
And it is second and goal here for the Chargers. Kane's got twins to his left, Hawkinson and Sanders. He's got a shotgun. He's looking for Hawkinson in the corner of the end zone, and he brings it down for the Charger touchdown. Wow. It was going to be 13-0 Chargers. Really went up and got that one.
Yep, kind of went over the Citadel defender like he does often against the opposing team's guys, but TJ, there was another special play. Good job by Eric Kane just getting it out to him. Good accurate throw, and TJ able to make that play somehow. I don't think there's very few guys that can make that play, but TJ Hawkinson's one of them.
Well, when you have an athlete like Hawkinson, you can just throw it up to him. It makes it pretty easy.
Yep, it definitely does.
And the Chargers got the PA team out there, PAT team. And Boldrev is going to put it through the uprights. It's going to be 14-0 Chargers with 11 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Montauk Convenience Store. At the junction of Highway 65 and 34 at Lucas, they have all your convenience store items from gas to quick bite to eat on the go. Proud sponsor of Sheridan Chargers football. And if you're just tuning in, we're on KIIC. A lot of good games on tonight, high school football-wise. As we said earlier, Albia playing Paul Christian, Ankeny versus Ankeny Centennial, and a lot of other good games. We'll try to get a list for you tonight as the game goes on and keep you updated, but a lot of good high school football going on tonight. And right here you have Sheridan versus Seidel, 14-0 early. Sheridan's kicking off here. T.J. Hawkinson kicking. Just had a nice touchdown there.
Yep, now he's going to bring the kick team out here. He's going to do the kicking duties. He tees it up at the 40-yard line. And they're going back to the tough district play. Chargers
have Pell in their district, which is always tough. They're defending state champions, and Norwalk, who's always tough. They also got Oskaloosa, who's really going to be a better team this year, a lot better team.
Yep, Sherry's going to have to work a lot. You know, there's not very much room for error. I think Chris Meiser's happy with his team so far this year, but definitely a big thing for them is get better every game, every play. Keep getting better until that those games come, and then you're ready, and hopefully they can compete with them this year. I think they will be.
All right. Hawkinson kicks it deep, and it was returned by Kaya Shinaflu all the way to the 35-yard line. For Sadell, well, they'll take over.
Yep, good tackle by Jacob Fearon there. Guam is what we call him. Good athlete for Sheridan Chargers.
Big, strong guy.
Yep.
Naturally strong.
Yep. Only a sophomore this year. So a lot of years left for Sheridan football.
And at the 31-yard line, Sadell has it first and 10. He's going to hand it off to the fullback up the middle. Gain of about 3 yards. He's stood up by a host of Chargers. Looks like Tim Good was there first for Harrison.
Yeah, big fist pump by Tim Good there. Excited for the Chargers. Chargers defense just starting to get that edge that they played with all last week at Davis County. See if they can continue it here.
And that was Dylan Coffin for the carry. He's been getting most of the carries here for Sadell offense.
Yep, and I think that's going to be the story of the night is Coffin getting opportunities to see if he takes advantage of them or is able to stop them.
It is now 2nd and 7 for Sadell at their own 34-yard line. He's got it out of shotgun with a low snap. He drops back to pass towards the sideline, caught for what is close to a first down. It was number 11, Andrew Smith, with the reception.
Yeah, pretty good spot there, I think. I think they might give him the first down. I thought he'd be a yard shorter than the first down marker, but gets resting a little bit more than me, so.
And it is going to move the chains for Sadell.
Yeah, good out route by number 11, Andrew Smith. Good connection there.
He's going to hand it up the middle again. About a 3-yard gain for Coffin again. 3-yard gain, yep.
Yep, he's a big kid. Fast, it looks like, from the get-go. It's going to be hard for Sheridan to stop him. Like we said earlier, I think he's their best playmaker tonight. So they need to keep finding ways to give him opportunities.
Last week for the Chargers, he saw a lot of blitzes, and not seen it as much in this game, but they about had an all-out blitz every play, it seemed like, against Davis County because they only threw the ball about 7 times.
Yep. Lee Kane does a good job of scouting the other team and seeing whether he should blitz. I think in a little bit you'll see some blitzes try to get Sadell uncomfortable in offense.
And there you have it. There was a blitz. Coffin had the ball, and he was stood up at the line of scrimmage. He only had a gain of about 1 yard, and it is going to be 4th down.
Yeah, good job by Timmy Good there, getting through the hole and making the play. So last week, like you said, Sheridan was blitzing, putting a lot of trust in Aaron Kane, Dylan Sanders, and Kobe Richmond in the backfield, and they responded to the call. Aaron made a lot of nice plays. Dylan made a couple of plays, and I think Kobe had an interception, so Chargers did a great job.
And it is actually 3rd down here for Sadell. They're going to hand it off at the middle again to Coffin, and it looks like he's got the 1st down, a good carry, and he kind of drug a couple Charger defenders with him for the 1st down.
Yeah, but I think I'm starting to understand why Coffin's yards have been so good. And his effectiveness has been so good. Coffin is a beast out there. Chargers having a lot of trouble stopping him early. Pretty much pushing this drive by himself there.
Yeah, it's been taking at least 2 or 3 tacklers just to bring him down. And then Sadell comes to line of scrimmage with Twins to the right. And he's going to hand it off again to Coffin, but this time it stood up at the line of scrimmage for no gain. It was Coffin again.
Yep, Nick Ryan and Bradley Crutsinger there. First senior leaders for Sheridan. A lot of guys on the Sheridan defense are seniors here tonight. I think a lot of them have been through it, you know, had a lot of tough early years, and the last couple years have experienced more success, and I think this year could be really special for the Sheridan Chargers and the seniors.
And it is 2nd and 8 for Sadell with 8 minutes and 33 seconds to go. Chargers lead at 4-0. And he's going to fake hand it off. He's going to roll right Hawkinson in the drill. Hawkinson's going to bring him down for the sack, a loss of about 12 yards.
And there's a fumble. I think they set his knee was down. Hawkinson made a great open field tackle there on the sack. I think they set his knee was down, but it looked like a fumble there to me. Well, I guess, see what they... Did they say his knee was down there?
Yep, his knee was down.
So Sadel has a long third down conversion here.
And Sadel definitely did have some momentum going there, but Hockenson was able to turn it right around. And it is third and about a mile for Sadel with 8 minutes to go. It's third and 25. It's going to be a low snap. He drops back to pass, throws a deep one down the middle in a double coverage, but it's overthrown. Intended receiver, Andrew Smith. It's going to be fourth and 25 for Sadel. Looks like they're going to have to punt again.
Pretty surprised he's actually that open. It's kind of, he ran a route right through the middle there, and he actually had the far side, a little overthrown there, but Sadel had a chance to connect, unable to convert, but I'm really surprised Chargers weren't in more of a safety there.
And there is a flag on the field. We'll have to see what it is here.
Not sure what it is here, but...
And it looks like it is against the Chargers. They're moving the ball up here. Looks like a personal foul, unnecessary roughness against the Charger defense. That's going to be an automatic first down for Sadel. What a killer for the Charger defense here.
Yeah, but I don't think I should mention who it was, but see TJ and Chase over there giving their teammates some love, saying, you know, it's all right, mistakes happen, but let's get the next play here and get a stop on fourth down.
So big break for Sadel. They got a first and 10 with 8 minutes to go, and really changed the momentum here. They're going to be in Charger territory at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, let's see if Sheridan can respond to that, and the individual who is on can respond.
And Sadel's got it at the 48. He's going to hand it off up the middle, but he keeps it and gets a good gain of about 5 yards, brought down by Chase Altenhoff at number 57.
Yep, T.J. Stevenson there, great play by the quarterback. I'm not sure what grade he, I think he's a junior this year, but he's done a great job tonight scrambling. He's going to have to do that a little bit tonight because the Chargers up front defense is unbelievable tonight so far early.
And it is second and six for the Sadel Eagles at the 43-yard line. And he's going to drop back to pass, throwing it to Smith on the sideline. Brought down by Aaron Kane. That's going to be a first down for Sadel. The second reception for Andrew Smith, who's really come to play tonight.
Yep, it looks like a tall, lengthy kid. Works double one-on-one there for the Chargers, but Sadel's moving the ball here. See if they can punch it in. 7:03 left to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, I was thinking that Sadel's drive was going to... It was going to come to an end with that Hockenson sack, but they were able to come back and they're in Charger territory, knocking on the door. And Stevenson's going to hand it off to Coffin for about a gain of about 4 yards. It'll be second and six.
Another broken tackle by Coffin there. The kid, like I said earlier, the kid is a beast. He runs hard, and he looks like he has some speed here. Let's see what he can do in open field. But Sheridan unable to stop him tonight early.
Yeah, he's been running it up the middle a lot, unable to show if he does have any speed because he's been getting tackled, but really gaining a few more yards after contact. And Stevens is going to pitch it towards the sideline to what looked like Kai Shinflu. There's no gain on the play. It's going to be third and six again.
Yeah, good job by Bradley and Kobe Richmond there getting to the ball. Good outside run by Sadel, but Sheridan able to get to the stop. And we'll see if they can get a stop here on third down. Last possession, personal foul. Made Sadel keep going. Let's see if they can get a stop here. Chris Meiser over there on the sideline getting his team going.
It's third and six here. He's going to drop back to pass. It's Stevenson. He's going to roll right. He's got no one open, and he's just going to throw it out of bounds. He was brought down by Hockenson again. Hockenson has really been in his grill tonight.
Yep, Hockenson's doing it both ways tonight. Early has a touchdown. And then he also has a bunch of yards, but defensively, that's why I'm most impressed with Hockenson tonight, actually, personally, because TJ's just giving the pressure to quarterback so much right now and really forcing Sadel on their heels on offense.
It's going to be fourth and 5-4, the Sadel Eagles. It looks like they're going to go for it with 5 minutes and 43 seconds to go. Chargers lead at 14-0, and the ball's at the 27 of the Sheridan Chargers.
Yep, Sadel's knocking around Sheridan's door here. Big momentum switch for Sadel if they're able to punch us in.
And they're going to have a shotgun set. Twins to his right. He's going to roll right towards TJ. He's going to throw one back towards the left side. He catches it, but brought down by Kretzinger. Gain of about 3. The Chargers will take over. What a play by Bradley Kretzinger. That was an unbelievable play by Sidell. Kind of had the flow of the offense moving to the right and threw it backside to the running back, number 3, Cole Riddleback, Barger. And Bradley Kretzinger made an awesome open field tackle for the Chargers. I think it was a touchdown saving tackle. And senior quarterback Aaron Kane is back on the field with a 14-0 lead, looking to tack on here with 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the first half. Kane's got it out of shotgun, Twins to his left. He's going to hand it off again to Boulder, but he is stopped for negative yardage by number 51, Trevor Sprague. Yep, Sidell's front five got right through the Sharon's front, so won the line of scrimmage battle and got a sack, and that's going to be huge here as the game continues here. Line of scrimmage battle won there by Sidell, but I think this game so far, Sharon's winning it.
And it's going to be second and long for Sheraton, second and 16 at their own 19-yard line, and there's going to be a bunch set here. Hodgson right behind the tackle, and he's going to come in motion to the left side. Sidell brings a blitz. Kane's going to throw one over to Hodgson towards the sideline. It's going to be a gain of about 6 yards.
Yep, great route by TJ. He takes a lot of pride in that. I'm sure your coach has done a great job with him, as have the camps he's gone to, Nike camp and stuff. You know, great routes. That's going to be big on the next level, too. Got to keep continuing to improve on that. But TJ Hodgson with a great route there, great catch.
It's still 3rd and 8 for the Chargers at their own 27-yard line with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go. Kane's got it out of the shotgun in the pistol formation, and it looks like there's a timeout. Chargers.
Johnson's Machine Works, founded over a century ago, Johnson's Machine Works has earned a worldwide reputation as a trusted provider of fabricated steel. They are a proud member of the Sharon community and sponsor of the Sharon Chargers on Thunder Country. Sheridan IV. Your employee-owned Sheridan IV has weekly grocery specials to help your most of your family's budget. IV, a helpful smile in every aisle. Proud sponsor of Sheridan Football. Johnson Seymour kind of brought up a bell. I don't remember how many years ago it was, but the 100-year anniversary over there at Johnson. Kind of remember the Oak Ridge Boys there, fireworks. It's one of the best things we've had at Sheridan community-wise. I remember a really good time as a young age.
Yeah, I mean, I was old enough to remember it, so which is a great thing. Oak Ridge Boys, I didn't know much about them, but they put on a great show. About the whole town plus was there. People from all across the area came over, watched the show they put on. It was a great show, and I had a really great time. Something I will always remember.
Definitely. Oak Ridge Boys, I was kind of joking around before the performance. I kind of told my dad, they're older, man. I kind of messed around with my dad and said, you know, who's these old guys coming? I wasn't that interested, and I heard him. I was really excited and loving. And after I said, my dad's like, "How'd you like that?" And I kind of answered. I didn't even give him the credit, but it was an unbelievable job by the Oak Ridge Boys there.
And we're back in action here. It's 3rd and 8 for the Chargers at their 27. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He takes the snap. Drops back fast. He's got pressure. He steps up in the pocket. He's looking for some yards, but he's not going to get the first down. It's going to be about 4th and 3. It's going to be interesting to see what the Chargers do here.
Hawkinson yelling, "Go for it," but see if Coach Kirschmeiser does that. And Lee Sandy on the offensive end done a great job implementing this new Sheraton offense. In case you guys didn't know, or new to Sheraton or just tuning in, Sheraton 2 years ago switched their offense from more of a power high to a spread offense, and Lee Sandy and Coach Kirschmeiser are kind of the masters of that and have done a great job implementing it in the Sheraton offense.
And the punt team is on the field with 4th and 3. Spicer's going to take no chances. And it's a fake. Kane's going to drop back to pass. He throws it to Nick Ryan, and it's incomplete. Sadel will take over. The Chargers roll the dice there. Didn't pay off. Sadel will take over with great field position.
Yep, kind of risky play by Chris Meiser, but I guess that's kind of Sharon's identity so far early this year. Got to take chances to make big plays, and there it did not work out for Sheraton, but Sharon's defense could get a stop and see if Sadel can punch it in here early.
Another team taking chances last week I really like to see was the Iowa Hawkeyes. They went for it on a field goal. Didn't make it, but it was nice to see Kurt Ferentz rolling the dice once in a while.
Yep, I think Iowa fans were excited about that. I was at the game, and Iowa fans are really excited about the new, less conservative place.
play by the Iowa Hawkeyes. And Stevenson's going to hand it off to Coffin again up the middle for a gain of 2 yards. It'll be 2nd and 8 for Sadell in Charger territory.
Yeah, back on the Iowa team, Iowa State. If you guys have texts or any opinions on the game, you can text me at 203-8036. But I think it's going to be a good game tomorrow evening at Iowa State. They're going to be really excited for that one over there. Yep, I think it's a big game for Paul Rhodes for his career direction, but let's see how it goes. But here we go back in the game.
Stevens is going to hand it off again. Up the middle. He's out of three. Sayo is coming in for a touchdown. That was a long run. Good 30-yard run for the Sayo Eagles. It's going to get on the scoreboard here. It's going to be 14-6.
We have one of our answers, questions answered here early. Kaufman able to get through the hole, break a tackle, and do that. I see why he had over 100 yards his first game of the year.
So, and that Sadell O-line was able to get to the second level and get some key blocks for that run. He had one man to beat, and he was able to beat him. And Sadell got on the scoreboard, and they're going to be looking to tack on with the extra points. Snaps a high one, he's able to field it. And he's going to put it through. 14-7. Chargers lead it. But Sadell, they built a little momentum. They're on the scoreboard here. With 3 minutes and 23 seconds to go in the first half, Chargers are really going to be looking to get a score here to answer before they head to the locker room, Derek.
Yep, Sharon has to get a response here. That's kind of got to be the identity of the football team. You know, when things get hard, you can't give up. You have to find a way to respond. And later in district play, I think we're going to find that really relevant to how their success goes. Sharon Ivy, your employee-owned Sharon Ivy, has weekly grocery specials to meet most of your family's budget. Ivy, a helpful smile in every aisle. Proud sponsor of Charter Football. She has said that one twice. Sharon Ivy gets a little extra media time there. They're a big part of the Sheraton community. They're always good to us, and we're able to get them some extra love, Derek.
Yeah, we got to. I think we could say we did on purpose and do and it'll look okay.
And kicking for Sadell is number 14, Ben Holmes. He's going to be looking to kick it deep. Sadell's sideline getting a little bit more amped up here. Their homecoming. They don't want anyone coming into their homecoming winning this one.
Exactly. A lot of energy up here. You can kind of feel it from the sea of green. Even up here in the press box, good energy here tonight.
And it's going to be, looks like the fielder was Nick Ryan here. He's going to take it all the way to the 45. Good field position for the Chargers. With 3 minutes to go, they're going to look to answer back here.
Yep, good field position. Kind of a squib kick, but good hands by Nick there. Able to come up with that.
And it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Chargers. There's going to be twins to the right, Hawkinson and Sanders. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. There's a safety over help on Hawkinson. And Kane's going to hand it off to Boulder, who broke a couple tackles at the line of scrimmage. Get a gain of about 7 yards.
Read option here early nice. Proved to be extremely effective. Kane's done a good job reading it. What they do on that read option is they read the defensive end for the opposing team. And so far, Kane and Boulder have been able to connect without a fumble or miscue.
Yeah, Kane's really football smart. You can tell he just loves the game. Talks about it a lot. He's really a guy that you'd like to have running that option. Very smart guy.
He's just from his dad, Lee Kane, defense coordinator for sure.
Hawkinson's in motion towards the left. There's movement at the front line. Looks like, it is against the Chargers. That's going to move him back a little bit, stop the momentum. It's going to be 2nd and about 7 here.
Yep, another penalty by Sheraton there. Too many earlier.
Pressure's not happy. And we'll repeat 2nd down here. 2 minutes and 33 seconds to go in this first half. Plenty of time for the Chargers to get back in the scoring box here. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's got some pressure. He's going to roll right, looking to run down the sideline. He's at the 50, the 45. And there's a flat. He was hit late out of bounds. That's going to give him a 1st down plus.
Yep, Aaron was scrambling to get out of bounds there, but even when he did get out of bounds, kind of got tripped up there. Not a lot of contact, but enough to get the ref to call it.
Looked like Trevor Sprague was there with the flag. They just hit him a little late, and
was Kane and Chargers able to take advantage of that one first down.
Kane able to escape there, showing some of his track speed. Actually made it on the 4x8 team for Sharon's track team this year. Had a lot of runners there, and Aaron was one of them tonight, showing his feet early against the Sado Eagles.
And we are now at the 30-yard line of the Sado Eagles. Chargers in Sado territory with only 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go.
And we do have a score update for you guys. Albia 7, Pella Christian 0 in the first quarter.
Look for that one to be a close one. As you know, that's one of the top games in the top games of the week across the state. Everyone really looking towards that one. Pella Christian trying to take away the undefeated record of Albia Blue Demons.
And we have a Sharon legend over here, Mark Felderman, one of Sharon's favorites, over here to our left. Good to see him. His son Willie is one of my good friends playing basketball at Faith Baptist. Great player for Sheraton and awesome friend. Great kid to tap from your community.
And we're in a timeout right now. Sheraton took a timeout. And we're at the 29-yard line. Sheraton spent their second timeout. They got one left. And Derek, what are some good things Chargers have done so far in this first half?
Yeah, so far Sheraton's able to establish the run game with Alex Bolarev and Dylan Sanders on the outside. And also they found a way to get T.J. Hawkinson open. There's actually been double and triple coverage to T.J., but put him in motion on the outside and able to get the outside throw to him. Eric Kane's just given opportunity to the team, and T.J.'s connected on a few of them.
And we're back in action here. Chargers are at the 30-yard line of the Sado Eagles. Kane's got it in the shotgun, pistol formation, Bolarev right behind him. Kane's got it. He's going to look towards the sideline for Hawkinson, and he's got it. First down and more for the Chargers. He's hunting the end zone, and he's brought down at the 8-yard line, it looks like.
Yep, TJ kind of dragging a few guys on him there. Kind of great catch for them, even better play on the run. Good throw by Aaron.
And now the Chargers are knocking on the door again, looking to answer back from that last score. Sadell was able to put together a good drive, and Chargers are matching that, you could say, on this drive.
Yep, front line for sure, controlling line of scrimmage right now. Chase Allenhoffen Sr., Ethan Cornut, Trevin Nance, Hunter Miller, done a great job up front tonight.
And it's first and goal, 8 yards to go. Kane's going to hand it off to Bolarev, pounding his way into the end zone, but he fumbles it. It'll be interesting to see what the call is here.
I think he picked it up right before the ball ran out. He fumbled it and picked it up right before the end of the end zone. He fumbled after he was in the touchdown already.
And so the Chargers will go up 20-0, looking to put together, tack on the extra point here. Alex Bolarev is going to do the kicking duties right after he scored that great touchdown, broke a couple of tackles at the line of scrimmage, and was able to power his way through the end zone.
Yep, another good block. I think it was Chase Altenhoffen and Trevin Nance there on the right side, able to go right through them.
Snap's good, the hold's good. Boulder puts it through the end zone, through the upright, and the Sheraton goes up 21-7 with a minute 49 to go.
Yeah, Alex Bolarev able to give the Chargers 7 points with a touchdown and the extra point. Piper's old-fashioned grocery store and homemade candy. The candy is fresh made in the store, and they will ship it anywhere. Piper's for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order. Fresh donuts, daily, and old-fashioned grocer. They are proud to support the Sheraton Chargers.
Bolarev's got 2 touchdowns tonight already, coming off his 3-touchdown performance last week. He had 88 yards as well to go along with that. Really having a great senior season. Didn't get much playing time last year, but he's not showing that now. He looks like he's been playing forever.
Yep, Sheraton kind of threw him in last, towards the end of the season last year. Had some injuries, and last year he actually, the few minutes he got to play, he made some big plays, and I think that opened the coach's eyes for this year to be ready to put him in.
And the Chargers lead it 21-7 with a minute 49 to go. Hawkinson's brought the kick team out.
And if you're just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
Hawkinson's got his hand in the air. He kicks it deep. And it looks like number 25, Coffin's going to receive it at about the 10-yard line, looking for a crease.
but he's brought down by a host of Chargers. They're looking to strip the ball, but it's going to be at the 25-yard line where Seattle Eagles will take over. Not much time here. They're going to look to get on the board here, change the momentum.
Yep, only a minute 40 left for Seattle, about 80 yards to go until the touchdown. But on our last kickoff return, it was nice to see Cody Curry for the Chargers senior make a tackle. Good hard worker for the Chargers. A very strong kid.
A lot of seniors on this team, Derek, as we've been saying, like, be interesting for the Chargers next year to how they'll replace those O-linemen spots. They only got one guy that is going to be returning next year, Riley Walters, at left tackle.
Yeah, but I'm interested to see that. I think Kurt Schmeiser is as well. Some young good guys, though, Dylan Harbert, Lil Fisher, Lil Blong. Should be interesting for the Chargers, but excited to get the question answered.
Dolphins going to get the carry up the middle. He's going to take it for an 8-yard gain. It's going to be second and short for the Seattle Eagles. Time's ticking down, though. A minute and 15 to go. They got a long ways to go.
Yep, long ways for Seattle. Sharon's D-back's done a good job so far, but see if they're able to get a stop here. I think Seattle's going to be throwing it up unless they hold it for the half. But I think they're going to...
And the Seattle Eagles on the line of scrimmage with Twins to the right. He's going to hand it off to Coffin for a gain of about 5 yards. It's going to be a first down for Seattle, moving the chains at about the 38-yard line.
Yep, Coffin, heard his name plenty tonight, and you'll hear plenty more. The Seattle Eagles unable to get a stop by Chargers there on the third down there. And Seattle gets another first.
Yeah, the Chargers, they really studied the film. Early this week, they watched him. Aaron Kane told me about how dangerous he can be, and he's really showed it tonight. It's first and 10 for the Eagles. Looks like there is a flag on the field.
And it's now on the Chargers for one of a few times tonight. Sharon's had a lot. I think Seidel got one there.
And it's going to be a legal motion on the Chargers. That's going to bring them back 5 yards. First and 15. We'll replay first down.
Yep, Seidel has a long ways to go here with 30 seconds left. I think they'll run the clock out here late in the second half. First half.
So that's when the Chargers rolled their dice with about 30 seconds to go from this position and came back to bite them a little bit. They picked it off, and Davis County was able to get their only score of the game on that drive. And there's a three. Offense got a three. To the 30, the 20. No one to beat the 10 touchdown. Seidel gets a touchdown with 17 seconds to go.
Wow. Coffin, another big play. Great speed by Coffin. Able to get through the gap there, break a tackle, and score. Big-time play by Coffin for the Seattle Eagles.
Big run for Coffin. That's going to bring him within one score of the Sheraton Chargers before half.
Yep, Coffin for the Seattle Eagles has been huge tonight, and they've got about over a 50-yard touchdown for Seattle.
Yeah, I don't think Seattle was really expecting a score before half, but they got one. It is now 21 to 13. They're looking to tack the extra point in.
If you're sharing right now, that's got to hurt extra. Those are the plays that cannot happen as district play begins and your first district game tonight to get a win here. That you got to clean it up here in the second half.
Oliver Rosengreen in for the extra point. He's going to put it in. 21-14. Chargers lead it. 17 seconds to go in the first half. Really, I mean, Derek, don't you think this is a different team for Seattle as you saw last year?
Yeah, definitely a different team. I think their game plan tonight has been better, covering Hawkinson a little bit better, and then also establishing the run game rather than throwing it before they establish it. I think Kaufman is big for Seidel tonight, and I think this district year you'll hear his name a lot on the headlines of things. And they have a good team. I like their speed, and I like the way they control the line of scrimmage up front.
Yeah, the Chargers were in control early in this one, folks, but got a little interesting here. Stay tuned. This game's getting pretty interesting here as it is now 21-14 with 17 seconds to go before we head to the second half. It's going to be number 14 for Seidel. Ben Holmes doing the kicking duties.
Yep, and a guy named Dylan Sanders in the backfield for Sheraton. Great speed. Follow Seidel, would not kick it to him here.
Yeah, last week he was definitely able to find some creases. Had a really long run last week that was pretty jaw-dropping and how fast he could run. And if you get him to some open space, he's one of the most dangerous guys in the area.
Yep, for sure. Hands have gotten better this summer, too. He'll be big for the Chargers.
And Ben Holmes is going to kick it deep and it is Nick Ryan. He's running towards the left side of the field, and he's got a few blocks down the sideline, but he's brought down at the 42-yard line. Good field position for the Chargers, but only 9 seconds to go in the first half.
Yep, 9 seconds, but a guy named T.J. Hawkinson on your team, I think, judging on how Kurt Smizer's identity has been this year, I think they're going to throw it up to him late here and try to punch it in, but I could be wrong, but that's just my thoughts here.
And it is, the Chargers are going to be at the 41-yard line. They might have time for maybe two plays. They still got one timeout to go in this one, two timeouts in this half. Can't get that out of the shotgun. And it looks like time has stopped. Fidel is going to take a timeout.
I think a smart play there. I think Fidel was expecting to run at first, and then they saw the formation by Sheraton and kind of had more of a pass look to it, so good timeout by Seidel. Maybe a big play-saving timeout.
Yeah, Hawkinson was lined up inside for really the first time in this game. He's been split out most of the time with Dylan Sanders on this spread offense, but he was inside, maybe confused the Seidel defense a little bit. They called a timeout to straighten things out.
Hardy's of Sheraton. The all-natural burger from Hardee's is a grass-fed, free-range, charbroiled beef patty with no added hormones, steroids, or antibiotics, topped with natural cheddar cheese. Yum. If you go for a Hardee's sandwich right now, we had some Jethro's before, but
that was definitely delicious, Derek.
It was, but it seems like Hardee's, whenever I hear Hardee's, for some reason I get more hungry. I don't know what it is about it.
But what'd you have at Jethro's tonight, Derek?
Some barbecue wings over there, not too far from here in the South. Altoona, yeah, Altoona. I keep wanting to say Southeast Polk. That's the high school name. But
if you ever stop by Jeffers, I recommend the brisket sandwich. It tastes amazing. And Kane's got it out of shotgun. He's going to throw it deep to Sanders down the sideline, but it's overthrown. Incomplete pass. Second and 10 for the Chargers with 8 seconds to go.
Yep, I think a little overthrown by Aaron, but he had thrown on the outside, one-man coverage. I think about 2 yards shorter throw, and that's a touchdown for Sheraton. There's another flag here.
Refs are going to talk it over here and see who it's on. And they're still talking right now. Be interesting to see who this flag is thrown on.
Can I get this? Here it is.
They're going to reset the play clock to 4.3 seconds. Looks like the play clock wasn't running during the play. So there's only going to be 4 seconds to go. Probably time for about one more play for the Chargers. Maybe one last heave to the end zone. See how far Aaron can throw it, and maybe a little magic can happen.
Yeah, but I think this one's got to go to number 38. Even if he's triple covered, TJ, another good thing about him is he's able to stop interceptions. He doesn't want his quarterback to get intercepted, so he'll find a way to not get intercepted. Knock on wood here for the Chargers.
And Hawkinson is hungry for the record for touchdowns reception in one in their career. He's only 7 away with one tonight, and you got to really like his chances this year to get it.
Yeah, but I think if he stays on the right track, he'll get there for sure.
Kane's got out of shock, and he throws a deep one to Hawkinson down the sideline, but it is incomplete. He was double covered. And that is going to be the end of the first half. Chargers lead it 21-14. It's a good one here in St. Paul, Iowa. And that's what we got on this one.
So far here for the Chargers, a couple late early turnovers and then also early mistakes on offense. A lot of early flags in their own red zone and unable to convert it. And then Seidel here early has been able to run the ball wherever they want with Kaufman. And, you know, it's been impressive for Kaufman. Let's see what he can do the second half. If you're just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC. And if he's one, it's hard to follow you. I've listened to the broadcast, and it's real good. Yeah, definitely.
I'm missing the
Yambo,
but other than
that. I know. I was debating on whether it's your signature.
No, you can have it. I'm not doing it. I'm not using it.
Okay, after every time I say it, I'm going to say, give you the credit there.
Yeah, you guys are doing a nice job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But kind of probably feels weird for you to get asked the questions. I'm going to ask you a couple questions about so you're a teacher at Sheraton for a long time.
15 years.
Yeah, 15 years. Can you kind of explain your new job and how you're liking it?
I'll try.
Yeah. Mainly how you like it. Looks like you're having a lot of fun and stuff on there.
It's an interesting place to live, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of know that from having your condo and mm-hmm. stuff. So we're not on, are we, right now?
What's that? Are we on right now?
Oh, man. We're funny. I didn't want to know. I was talking to your dad down there. I was talking to Brian Storm, and I love my new job. And what I do is I'm the deputy director of Professional Educators of Iowa. And about 10%. Well, not every 10 teachers in Iowa belong to PEI, so I get to travel a lot, and that's a lot of fun. I get to visit a lot of schools, meet a lot of teachers, I get to talk to a lot of people, and that's very cool. And then during the legislative session, I'm at the Capitol almost every day, lobbying on behalf of educational issues, and that is. For a government teacher, you know, somebody who's done government for 29 years, it's like the ultimate dream job. So it's a lot of fun. But I was just, I don't want to say complain, but I really miss the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first year that you're out, everything is brand new. This year, I'm really missing you guys. And I miss Sheraton a lot. And I really miss the students and interacting with kids every day. It's a special thing, and it's not for everybody. Not everybody should be a teacher, but some people are called to it, and it's a really neat experience. So yeah, I love what I'm doing, but I miss you guys a lot.
Yeah, we definitely feel the same. you're one of our favorite teachers. I know as a whole school, we can definitely say that.
What?
But that's kind of you.
Thank you.
No, no problem. We definitely miss having you, but we're excited for you and your new job. That's awesome, and definitely some good memories with you and with Willie and stuff. So that's awesome. But what's your take on the game earlier here so far?
Well,
in your thoughts on Sheraton team.
Well, first of all, let me just say, you know, it's homecoming night for the mm-hmm. Eagles, and so you know, they're going to come out with an extra oomph into it. But Sheraton has turned around from several years of being kind of a down team mm-hmm. that they're going to beat up on. I see them kind of returning to the glory days. I'm seeing some really great play by the, by of course, Aaron Kane doing a great job at quarterback, and you know, TJ Hodgson obviously doing an incredible job. Boldrev and Sanders just doing it. But you pointed something out, and you did a great job of seeing this, is that the offensive line tonight has really been doing the job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's fantastic, because we've had some times in the past where the line hasn't been able to give our quarterback time enough to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there were times when, you know, that we're going to shotgun and the snap was getting intercepted. And that wasn't the case at all tonight. And we're seeing a much better job on the offensive line. We're seeing a good job of the defensive line as well, and just defensive coverage. TJ getting in on the quarterback time after time. But here's the thing about it, is that can only happen when the state line or whatever line has to worry about everybody else as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can put three guys on them, and early on in the game offensively, there were three and four guys on TJ.
Yeah.
Okay, but then once you start doing some other things, you start to establish a running game, you start throwing to some other guys, and you make those situations available, then all of a sudden you've got that opportunity to have TJ be open. And, you know, TJ is a stellar athlete. I mean, he's a Big Ten quality athlete. But four guys can handle him. But if you can have other guys that can step in there, and that really just makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I completely agree there. I loved your insight on that, because we were just kind of talking about that earlier. Sheraton has to have other guys step up besides Hawkinson, because you know, there's 11 guys on the football field, and multiple guys can be on TJ, but like I said, you got to have openings. And,
well, he was a great player last year, but what was the final record?
Yep, I think a little bit below 500.
Yeah,
so,
okay, you know,
step it up.
Mm-hmm. And you can't do that. Now, here's the other thing, and you and Adam were talking, and I thought this was good insight. We got all these seniors on this team.
What?
That's a good thing. I mean, you're thrilled to have a team with a bunch of seniors. But then you build it back up to where you're expected to win. Mm-hmm. And for a number of years, you go back 10 years ago, and, you know, when the Tin Man was playing, right, okay, you know, Sheridan was expected to win.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then we went through this little bit of a phase where we kind of got down a little bit, and all of a sudden Sheridan's not expected to win anymore. We pull together a season this year, even with a whole lot of graduation, you get the attitude of we're expected to win.
Yep.
And that makes a huge amount of difference. Attitude.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more of the games played up in your head and in your heart than played with your arms and your legs.
Definitely. That's a great call on that. Kind of talking to the guys, like you said earlier on the attitude part, like Dylan Harbert and some of those younger guys, Jackson Fisher, you know, those guys, just they love football, and it's kind of fun to watch them over there. Really, just you can see them engaged on the sideline. And I think, like you said, a couple of those last years, that also was missing kind of the culture. It's, you know, it's always in there, and then it's kind of, you kind of feel it coming back here, like you said.
Absolutely.
That's
amazing. And I got to lay some of that at your feet when I say that it started with the baseball team and the basketball team. Of course, the tennis team.
But yeah, yep, exactly.
But you ended up with a winning culture has come back to Sheraton, and that is it. That's huge. That is gigantic.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's kind of crazy, especially in a small town. All the sports, you kind of have similar athletes, but then. Like they play multiple sports, the kids do, but you kind of, the culture, like you said, is just so big in every sport, and I think football is really, it's really coming together for them.
And
for Sheraton.
And football can really lead the way, but you really, and I said about tennis, and we had some really great tennis teams, but sports, and, you know, I don't want any letters, people, but sports like tennis and golf and track don't lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, that's great for the individual athletes. But you want to get the town behind you. You got to put together a great football team, a great basketball team, to some degree, a great baseball team can do it too. You know, like in places like Norway. If you put together the football team and the basketball team,
yep, exactly,
and it can make all the difference in the world. And it can make all the difference in the world for the whole atmosphere of the school. When you walk into the school, and the fall is going well. Things are happening right on the football field or in the volleyball gym. You know, it makes a huge difference. Even a few years ago, you won't remember this, but your older brothers will remember. We had a really great cross country team,
mm-hmm.
and it, you know, when you got something you can hang your hat on,
exactly,
it makes a difference
for sure.
It really does.
Yeah.
So what's your take? I've seen one game. I've got to listen to you, okay? And you guys are impressive. I mean, it's seriously a couple of high school kids making me look like a total zero. But what's your take? There were 2.5 games into this.
Yeah, my take is honestly 2 years ago. Since we're kind of going back a little bit, just kind of on the improvement of the Chargers 2 years ago. Coach Sandy and Coach Smizer implemented like. Kind of a spread offense, and I think now you're starting to really see it pay off for Sheraton Chargers with the athletes they have. They're able to, you know what athletes you're going to have at Sheraton a lot of times. Hopefully good linemen, but you're going to have some good skilled players, and I think being able to spread it out like they've been able to these last couple of years has been really important for the Chargers. And these athletes coming up, Nathan Blong, Jackson Fisher, are perfect athletes to fit right into it. But tonight, in specific, TJ Hawkinson, obviously a great player going to Iowa. Aaron Kane, but then the line, like you said, has just been unbelievable. But, you know, they have some big guys. Hunter Miller's a big guy. Trevor Nance, Ethan Cornu, Chase Altmaier, and, you know, that's exciting to watch them just open it up for each other. And the team camaraderie is kind of, you can kind of feel tonight.
Well, there have been years when we've had the line, but had no skill position.
Yep.
And exactly. Since we had skill position in
exactly.
the line.
Yep.
And this year it seems to be more than all together. And, yeah, do you feel like Coach Smizer looked at what was coming ahead and said, this is, we're going to have some players here, and we need to move to this style of offense.
I do. I think, actually, like, our grade kind of, that was kind of our identity, even eighth grade and stuff. We were more of a spread out team with some speed, and I think Coach Smizer kind of did a great job of just realizing, you know, that's the kind of, and depends what talent you have, but that's kind of the way the game's changing, is kind of spread out, especially high school wise, and he's able to spread them out, spread us out, all of us, and, you know, just give guys opportunities. Like, you don't want to have TJ always in, you got to spread him out and give him opportunities to make plays on the outside. And Dylan Sanders, I think you saw him tonight, his speed is, you know, I there's not very many guys that are faster than Dylan out there.
So, I do got to ask, though, it seems like there's a rash of knee problems across Central Iowa. Seriously, I mean, I saw Royce Stewart got hurt. Who else has been hurt?
Nathan Blong.
Nathan Blong?
Or ACL.
Okay.
Lexus Curran.
Yeah.
Quinn Storm last year.
Yeah, and the really good player out of Pella.
Austin Schulte, yep, no Hawkeye.
So, I mean, is it the new type of turf that we're playing on? What is it? Do you have any idea?
I don't have an idea, but I do find it crazy that, you know, it's kind of all happening here. It kind of seems like a big form of things. You ask people, you know, probably your age and my dad's age or whatever, and, you know, they say, you know, we didn't really have an issue with that necessarily.
Right.
You had injuries, but you didn't have that specific long, grueling injury of a torn ACL or torn meniscus or whatever.
Maybe we just didn't know.
I agree with that.
That might be true when it comes to, like, the concussions and such. I mean,
yeah.
And don't hear me saying, you know, we were tough. That's not at all. We were dumb, you know. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to get yourself injured like that. In the long run, it can really screw things up for you. But this knee thing, I mean, we're seeing a lot of good athletes go down with knee injuries this year, and that's one of those things that really makes me cringe when I think about it. And I don't mean to be, I'm going to put you on the spot, but I was actually very pleased when I heard that you were going to be up in the booth this year because I thought of your knees, you know?
Yeah.
And ankle, and...
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's, from that aspect, it is nice. It's, you know, sometimes it's hard not to be on the field with the guys and stuff. But the injuries are definitely something that just kind of shake your head about, because it's crazy to see all the guys getting injured, especially, you know, with that knee. The knees are definitely a fragile part, and, you know, it can happen to anybody. And on the football field, I think we've seen it too much lately. Kind of crazy.
Well, I have to. Yeah, I know you were trying to interview me, but
no,
I like it. I have to ask you about the. I mean, obviously, I think TJ made a really wise decision in making his decision and being done with it, so that he can concentrate on his senior year. That said, I wish we went to Iowa State, but that's not another issue. Okay, yeah, but you've been having people talk to you. You had why not State?
Yep.
Okay, North Dakota. Up in North Dakota, and I looked at that, with that one over, and you got some other people talking to you?
Yeah,
in a position where you can talk about it or not really?
Yeah, just, you know, there's honestly, like, quite a few schools at the NAIA level, at Grandview, William Penn, and I think I'd have an opportunity to play there. And then Minot State, like you said, is a Division II school in North Dakota. Some interest from Drake, so kind of they didn't get their first tier of recruits. So I talked to their coach a few times, and then another school up in St. Louis, Maryville, I'm very interested in. Going to go up on a visit there soon.
Okay, say that again.
It's called Maryville in St. Louis.
Oh, in St. Louis, Missouri, the name of the school is Maryville.
In Maryville.
Yeah, I was thinking Maryville, Missouri. Okay,
okay.
Yeah. So is that
Yeah, they're Division II school.
Division II.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, like, I'm not too concerned about the division or whatever. Just a good fit would be good. Have an opportunity to play college basketball at the highest level I can.
Yeah.
Whether that's Division I, Division II, or NAIA. Just you know, I love being in basketball. Just like Willie.
I was gonna say, how about NCCAA Division II?
Yeah. That's, you know,
you could come play for Faith. I bet I could get you a spot on the roster.
You know, I actually. Not really. One of his teammates, I forget his name. forget his name.
John Akery? I bet it was John Luke.
Yeah, that's exactly what. And you know, just playing with them and stuff. You know, that's college basketball. You know, it's at a high level, pretty much no matter where you're at. But I've watched Warriors team play actually, and you know, they really compete. And
oh man, they do. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, they are great players.
And this is something that you're definitely going to see. I am amazed when I go see good high school basketball here. And then I turn around and I go to, and I don't mean this in a bad way at all, but honestly, the lowest level of college basketball, I mean, National Christian College Athletic Association, Division II, okay, I mean, and they're way faster. I mean, they're way, the speed at which they're going, okay, so then I go over and watch Drake play, and go, holy cow, let's take another step over from there. And then you go up and see the Cyclones play. And it's just,
exactly.
So as you move up, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Then when you stop to think that you know, one or two guys off of that Iowa State team is going to make it in the NBA.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's unbelievable. The game of basketball it's expanded so many places around the world.
Sure.
And you know, there's so many kids playing and so few places to play that you find out that every level kind of has its level play, obviously, but those levels are all high levels. The kids that aren't ready to play college basketball won't play college basketball, and then at whatever level you're at college basketball-wise, so it's just kids, you know, you have to put in the work, and then, you know, coaches, it's one of those levels where, unlike high school necessarily, if the team does bad, the coach doesn't get fired, but for colleges or whatever, you know, a team has to do good. That's where they make the money, and, you know, so they have to recruit to compete, or they don't have a job and can't feed their family the next week, you know.
It's cutthroat.
Yeah,
it really is. So are you doing anything with King of Hoops right now?
Not necessarily with King of Hoops. This last summer, my journey with them ended.
Okay.
With Jake and John and all our coaches and my teammates. So kind of a sad thing, but ready to start the new page. But that was some great experiences. A couple years ago, through the Portland, Oregon, went to Milwaukee a lot. Traveled and played some great basketball and definitely had some really good opportunities.
I was, believe it or not, I was up in Sioux City the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Not the other night, it was a couple weeks ago. And I was up at Siouxland Christian and they were singing your praises up there.
That's some of my favorite people up there. Yeah, Coach
Caleb Lukow.
Yep.
And good people up there.
Oh, yeah, those kids are great kids. Kind of, that's cool. It's kind of interesting. They kind of just got going a couple years ago, and they have some nice stuff. Really little private school. It's really small school.
It's real small, but
it's sweet. It's awesome.
I've been up there twice now and have really enjoyed my trips up there. They've got great
awesome
faculty,
mm-hmm.
great kids, really, really nice kids. They're building a new facility about a mile from where they're at now, and it's going to be just incredible. So,
that's awesome.
It's pretty neat. Another really good school here in the Des Moines area is Grandview Christian School. It used to be Grandview Park Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
And John Luke, who you were just talking about, went there, and his dad is a teacher there.
Oh, wow.
And I've gotten to be really close friends and done a lot of things together. But I was here 2 weeks ago watching their football team
in this
stadium play against Wayne. And
yeah.
I tell you what, Wayne's got a football team this year.
I've heard that.
They all really... They're really something to see.
Wow.
They've got one of my drawing blank right now. You see the kid right in front of me. He goes to Grace Baptist in Sheraton. He's set like every record of scoring. Kelly is his dad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. I see him right in front of me. Okay. I hate that when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, really, really neat. Well, listen, Here I'm down to taking your entire
analog. That was awesome.
But the teams are out on the field, the Sheraton Chargers in their all-white uniforms with the white helmets and the red C and the red letters. The Seidel Eagles out in their green uniforms, green pants, green tops, white helmets with the Eagles on the side and the gold letters. Both teams looking really sharp. Kind of got the Green Bay Packer look going on out here.
Yeah, they do
for the Eagles. And it's a neat facility. That field is a as much as I love our press box in Sheraton, this is a nice press box.
It is. These windows are perfect for viewing from up here. This facility is unbelievable.
Very good.
Just from.
Well, Derek, good to visit with you.
It was a blast.
And you and Adam have done just an outstanding job, and good luck on the rest of the season.
I'll be listening. Yeah, thank you very much. Good to see you.
All right. Go Chargers.
Yeah, for sure.
Jumbo.
Jumbo.